It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Chasta here. And Chasta, we are super excited right now because we have a very big guest on the line right now.
We have a legendary, let me just say that, legendary, phenomenal guitarist, John Five, currently from Rob Zombie, but many, many, many projects. John Five is on the line with us. How's it going?
It's going well, and how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. We don't often get asked. That's nice.
Yes, thank you for thinking of us.
I'm trying to be kind and considerate.
Yes.
Nice. So, John, let's get all the plugs out of the way. So you and your band, The Creatures, first off, have the new album, Season of the Witch, which is out now. You can get it through your website, john-5.com. Also, just go to your local record store or iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. And support that, you have your Season of the Witch tour, which is normally we don't plug this too often, but you do have a show in Sacramento tonight. That's a couple hours north of us. But since we do have a worldwide audience at 1077thebone.com as well, so we'll plug that.
That's right.
So tonight at Harlow's Restaurant and Nightclub in Sacramento. But then tomorrow night, Friday, March 10th, you're going to be at the Ritz in San Jose. Great spot.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, March 12th at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco. So in our backyard. And Chasta, since we don't normally plug stuff in LA just because we're Northern California and that's Southern California. But you do have a show coming up next Friday, March 17th at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood. Chasta, you want to plug who the opener is?
Yeah, John. So I have a pretty significant link to you because I've seen you play about, I don't know, five or six times over the last 2 years. Because my husband's band, Stateline Empire, has opened for you about five or six times. And he will be playing with you at the Whiskey next Friday.
Well, I recommended the band, and I was like, I love them, and I think they're great. So it's going to be great to see them again.
Thank you. And we love whenever, actually, you were at DNA Lounge. I think it was last year, around this time, it seems like. But, yeah, they played with you at that as well. So they love you. I love you. We just think you're phenomenal. And you've got a ton of great gigs.
Thank you.
So that's going to be cool.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we know a lot of our Bay Area fans out here, if they want to make the road trip down to LA and catch you down in Southern California with Stateline Empire, we highly suggest that. And for tickets for all these shows, just go to your website, john-5.com. So, John, just right off the bat, just tell us, how's the tour going so far? I know it's like a little less than a week into it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been phenomenal. And I know when you're doing radio and all that stuff or interviews there, everything's going great. Everything really is going great. I mean, we've had just sellout shows, and it's been totally insane. You know, it's like, and I'm doing this for fun. I love to play guitar, and I love, you know, crazy guitar music. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get out there and play some shows. And it's insane that all these people are coming out to see this crazy guitar music. And I think, you know, people are realizing this is from the heart. You know, this is why I'm doing this, is because I love it so much. And I thank the crowd so much for coming, because, you know, it's just really, I'm having so much fun up there.
It's so great to see you, because I don't want to say your guitar gently weeps, because there's not a whole lot gentle about it, but it definitely sings. And I'm always amazed whenever you play, like, the music, you can almost hear words that aren't there, because the bulk of it is obviously instrumental. However, at a gig I saw you in LA at the Whiskey last year, you had, surprise, surprise, Michael Anthony come out and perform a song with you, which was pretty rad. So I was just wondering, you know, are we going to see any kind of surprises like that on this tour? And then also, side note, how are you friends with Michael Anthony?
I've known I've played with David Lee Roth. Right. I've known the Van Halen guys forever and ever. So it's great. And I think Rob came up on stage last time I was at the Whiskey, and you know, it's always at the Whiskey, there's always, you know, people coming out. And I think, Slash, I think, might come out. And I think Zombie's going to come out and stuff. But they're not going to perform. I think they're just going to come and hang out and stuff. But, you know, a ton of people like that are going to come to the show. And guitar players are always coming. Like Gary Holt is coming tonight from
We know
Slayer.
Gary.
Yeah, we know Gary. Sweet. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and a couple of the guys from Tesla and stuff. So, sweet. But one thing that I never see at my shows are singers, except for Rob, of course. He's coming because he's my, like, best pal. But I don't see a singer going, you know what? I got to get to this show. You know? singers are like, the last thing they want to hear is some guitar player going crazy on stage.
They're not showing the love for the guitarist.
Yeah. So it's always like a bunch of musicians coming out.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love it.
Nice. So John, as we know, so this is your solo tour. You're going to be the main focus of all these shows. So just curious, with your time with Rob on the road with him, does it give you any advice or things to kind of look out for as far as when you're on the road by yourself?
He's, you know, I'm like a sponge. I've played with so many great people, and I always look and listen to what these guys, when they're in like conversation, I'm like fake on my phone because I want to listen in to see what they're talking about, because these are people that have been down this road so many times, and they know what to do and what not to do. Yes, he's given me amazing advice, and it's, you know, I take it, I listen, because I don't know all the answers by any means. You know, I know how to pick some and, you know, say hello, and I, you know, but he is, gives me great advice. So I always take it. So it's been great.
So when you were thinking about, you know, going on tour and doing this instrumental work, were you kind of nervous about it? Because going out, I would feel as a solo guitarist without a singer, maybe a little bit intimidating. How did you make that choice and, you know, not to choose like a singer to front you? And are there advantages to that, to just playing, you know, your own stuff?
You know, I was actually terrified, and that's why I didn't want to do it. I put my first instrumental record out in 2004, and I was like, I didn't tour until like just a couple of years ago, because, you know, the album sold, but I didn't think anybody would want to like come and check this out. But that's the best part of it, is it's so visual, because it's kind of like juggling chainsaws. You're like, oh, he's going to drop one of these. He's going to cut his hand off, you know, because that's how intense it is.
Right.
You know? So it's so I'm so glad that people talked me into doing this, because I really wasn't going to do it, because I was just like, you know, I love making records and stuff like that, but I'm good with that. So I'm so happy that I'm doing these shows, and I'm doing a ton of them. I play like pretty much every night. I'm doing like 35 shows and, wow, 43 days or something like that. It's
nice.
It's totally ridiculous, because there's no, you know, singer. So I'd be playing guitar in the hotel anyway. So might as well do it on stage,
right?
Yeah.
Now, your new album, it covers a ton of genres. I mean, it's got Western swing, Spanish flamenco, heavy metal. So when you were getting all this together, I mean, and becoming a guitarist, because you're like a guitarist, you're a phenom. How did you start to learn all of these different genres? Because your flamenco playing is insane. One of my favorite songs, I'm going to botch this, I think you say Noche Acostador. Is that how you say it?
That's perfect.
Love that.
Good, like, job, Chassa.
I know. I'm the whitest white girl ever, but I pulled that one out.
John, she was practicing
in
the other room.
I love that song so much. But your flamenco playing is just, it's beautiful.
Thank you. What I wanted to do when I was a little kid, and I'm being honest, you know, I'm just going to be honest completely. This is so funny. It sounds so ridiculous, but this is when I was a kid. I hated to travel anywhere, because we would travel as a family, you know, when I was really young, and I hated it. So I thought, I don't want to be a musician, because I would have to travel. So I just want to be a studio musician. So I started learning all these styles, but studying them like I was going to have the test of my life. So I would study every style of music, because there was a little movie called Session Man back in the late 70s or something, and I saw it. I was like, that's what I want to do, you know? So I just studied. And that's why I know all these different styles of music, because I hated to travel. I had a really bad travel experience when I was a kid, and I never even wished upon my wildest dreams of becoming a well-known traveling musician. I can't even say rock star. It's so, you know, weird. But so it's like, I didn't even wish for this, and I am so happy and humbled and appreciative of what has happened in my life, because it was so out of touch and out of range for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you piqued our interest. What was the travel experience? We have to know.
I was on a flight, and I was so little, and we would always go to Palm Springs, and for some reason I just was like vomiting and all over the place, and it was like, you know, one of those scenes on a plane where a kid is just throwing up all over the place.
Were you air sick?
I guess.
Oh my God, honey, I get so sick. I use the bag on planes all the time. I'm that person. I feel your pain.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a horrible experience that changed my life.
It scarred you for life.
Yeah, it scarred me for life. But luckily, you know, I have overcome it, and now I'm a world traveler.
Nice. Well, John, also, what I thought was very cool was leading up to the release of your new album is that you released a lot of individual tracks with accompanied by like various music videos. So I was just kind of curious, what was the strategy behind that?
My son, who's 13, I kind of like get all the answers from him. And because they know. We don't know, but they know. So I'm like, hey, Andreas, like, you know, do you still download music? And he's like, I haven't downloaded music for 2 years. And I was like, okay. So everyone's just streaming or watching it on YouTube.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm just going to make videos because that's all these kids do are watch videos. So I was just going to make all these videos as much as I could for these records because, again, this music is so visual. They want to see you do it. And, you know, it was expensive, but it was well worth it because those videos will be around longer than I will. And, you know, it's gotten millions of views, and I would have never gotten millions of spins on a radio, you know, as you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been really beneficial.
Well, what I like about your music videos is it looks like there's a lot of production in them, or either with the makeup or mask or just the stage setup. And like, for example, Here's to the Crazy Ones. It looks like you have the whole plan, the Apes theme. And so did you come up with the concept for that music video? And you kind of answered already as far as why you put so much effort into it just for the fans and it can last for a long time. But also with that, do you think YouTube has kind of revamped the importance of music videos as far as a promotional tool?
I absolutely do. Remember when MTV was around and I would have to sit around all day and wait for that Van Halen So This Is Love video.
Yeah.
Unchained or something. I'd be like, geez, I've been sitting in front of this TV and you know, you'd like run and take a whiz and you run back, you know, but now you can just, you know, type in Van Halen Unchained and there it is, you know, so it is an amazing tool, not for just watching videos, but you can do guitar lessons. You can do, hey, how do I put this, you know, baby crib together? I'll look it up on YouTube.
It's true. You know, I learn everything about makeup from YouTube.
I learned how to tie a tie.
My wife watches these makeup tutorials on YouTube all the time. And so it's at my house. I put it up on Instagram. I'm usually just playing guitar on the couch and she's watching makeup tutorials all the time.
That
you know?
Is
so
hilarious.
It's so funny. So it's a great tool. People don't really even watch TV that much anymore. It's
that's
just
true.
YouTube or Netflix. And with making the videos, Here's to the Crazy Ones. That was all, there's no masks involved. Those are all prosthetics.
Oh, wow.
We had to put the hair in individually.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was a nightmare.
Oh my
now,
God.
Your wife is a makeup artist, right? Did she do all that?
She is a hairstylist.
Oh, she's a hairstylist.
Yeah, but she helped with the monkey hair. So
oh, I bet. The monkey hair. You don't hear that every day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, then we did this video called Making Monsters, and it's all stop animation. And it's that one took like 3 months to do because it was you just moved a toy.
Yeah.
And it, you know, stop and then do it over again. It's pretty incredible. So, yeah, I put a lot into these videos.
That
so it's fun and it pays off.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And, of course, you know, writing a ton of music because you have your own project, obviously, that we're talking about. But you also are the guitarist for Rob Zombie. So when you sit down, I was actually talking to Aaron, the guitarist from Stateline Empire, about this last night. When you sit down to write a riff or write a song, how do you decide, like, oh, I'm going to keep this one for myself? Or I'm going to do this in Rob Zombie. Like, how do you separate those
two? I feel like you get paranoid really easily.
I know, yeah.
you know, you would think, but what I do is I'll go to Rob's house and I'll have some ideas, but then we'll write together. So everything you hear, we kind of write together.
Okay.
He's such a smart guy and such an inspiration to me. We really kind of do everything together that way.
Okay.
So, and it works out really well, you know?
Nice. Well, that's really cool. That's good to know. Well, also, just following up with your Planet the Apes music video, so it seems like you're a big fan of the original ones. Just curious what you think of the whole reboot franchise. And just on that note, are you excited for any other movies this year? Like, are you a big like superhero fan at all?
I'm excited about Kong.
I saw that on Monday night.
Dude,
I saw it with Vance Green here in San Francisco, and dude, it is badass. King Kong kicks so much ass.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to pull my kid out of school when I'm in LA, and then we're going to go see it.
Awesome. And, yes.
If the school is listening, I'm just kidding.
I love that.
Nice. But are you, as far as the reboot Planet of the Apes franchise, like I know the War Planet of the Apes is coming out this year.
I love Planet of the Apes. I'm actually watching, I always watch all the movies, the TV series, the cartoons, and the new movies while I'm on the road,
okay.
You know, and it's a tradition. So it's fun. And, I have Planet of the Apes on my picks right now, and when I throw those out to the crowd goes nuts for that. So it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
That's cool. I was going to say, that's good parenting, bringing your kid out of school, because at a lot of these superhero screenings or superhero movies that I go to, Lars from Metallica is always like sitting behind me with his family.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Yeah. Lars is like teaching his kids the importance of like Captain America and all that stuff.
Of course. Now that's where you're going to get your real education.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So obviously we've been talking a lot about guitar. So we reached out to Kat from Stateline Empire because he is a guitar freak. And I mean that in the best way possible. And we were like, hey, we're going to talk to John Five. What kind of guitar questions would you want to know? So he had a million. So we're going to do just a few rapid fire ones for you. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So how many guitars do you own?
Let's see. I own, I know, and it sounds ridiculous, but I don't even know. I say it's over probably 300. But
do you keep them in storage, or where are they?
Yes.
Wow.
Now they're all in a storage locker with like Tom Petty, a bunch of like I think Duff McKagan, Bruce mm-hmm. Springsteen. It's in this locker in the Valley.
Wow.
And it's way off the ground, so there's no going to be no floods or anything
right.
going to ruin these guitars. So, but yeah, there's a ton of them.
And I'm sure there's a lot of insurance on that facility as well.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
Okay, do you use digital amps or do you use tube amps?
I just use tube amps. I'm so, you know, I don't know about anything. That's why I just pay my tech so much.
Yeah.
He literally just gives me a chord, and I just have pedals. I mean, I'm so analog. I don't know anything about that stuff. I mean, I should learn about it, but I'm just playing guitar all the time, so I just use analog everything.
Yeah. And a very important question, because we were talking about makeup, and Aaron, Kat is his name, he does use a lot of makeup. In fact, he asks me for makeup advice quite often. He wants to know what type of makeup or what brand of makeup do you use?
Well, we call it war paint.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so not makeup, war paint.
That's cooler.
Yes, but it's more
that's
manly.
Right. I would say like, I don't know, a MAC, I guess.
Yeah, MAC's a good brand. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I have a picture of Peter Criss putting on my makeup from a few shows ago, and that's that was pretty awesome.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And last one from Kat, what type of pickups are you using?
Let's see. I use DiMarzio deactivators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been using DiMarzios my whole life, and they've been so kind to me, and they're great. And I don't know that I've had no problems with any of my gear, knock on wood. You know, let's see how tonight goes. But, you know, I've been really lucky with Fender and Marshall and DiMarzio and Dean Markley. And I'm just really, really happy and fortunate to be a part of these amazing companies. It's pretty incredible. Like as a kid, you know, I would just look at, you know, these catalogs and knowing that I was going to be a part of these families is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, also, John, I want to ask, we all know about your history with Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, even as you mentioned, David Lee Roth, and you've done a ton of session work. So any fun stories or one particular group that you got to work with that really just stood out for you?
Actually, just recently, a lot of people know my past and stuff, but mm-hmm. just recently, I just worked with Steve Perry. And
really?
What what an amazing, amazing singer. It like just jaw dropping. You know, I was inches away from him while he was singing. It was like, you know, it's just chilling how amazing this singer is. Incredible.
Yeah. Still to this day, just like nothing.
Oh, just like speaking or breathing, you know, it's just this voice comes out. It's like, you know, maybe he's a robot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, though, just curious, do you have any advice for upcoming younger guitarists and how they can land session work of their own?
You know, people have been asking me that question, which is a very important question.
Yeah.
Like, well, such an important question.
Yeah.
And my answer has changed because back in the day, I would say move to a busy city where record companies had to go out every night.
Exactly.
Band.
Yep.
That has changed so much. Now, get yourself on YouTube. You will be a sensation overnight. If there's a woman juggling kittens that gets a billion views, you know, or a makeup tutorial that gets, you know, 16 million views, get on YouTube, play guitar, play drums. That's how I find a lot of great musicians for a lot of bands. It's so imperative.
Yeah, it's really, YouTube is taking over the world. It's pretty amazing. You're right. Like these makeup tutorials I watch, they get, you know, they have like 7 million followers. I mean, that just everyday subscribers. That just, it blows my mind. All right, so
it,
I know we've been talking
incredible.
To you for a while. We don't want to keep you all day, although we could.
Yes, you're awesome to talk to.
You're so much fun to talk to. But
I like to say one thing.
Yeah, okay. Please.
A lot of, you know, when you do interviews, they're like, oh, I can't wait to get here. I love the Bay Area so much, and it's one of my favorite places in the world. And me and my wife always, you know, go to the Bay Area to vacation and stuff, and we're going to buy a place there. So,
nice.
You know,
for a little
getaway. But I love it there so much, so I'm really, really looking forward. It's like one of my favorite places in the world.
Oh, well, maybe Kat from Stateline Empire can hang out with you, and you guys can do guitar work together.
Absolutely.
So we always like to wrap our interviews with our favorite question. My favorite movie is Almost Famous, and we have asked every rock star we've interviewed this question, and we always get such amazing answers and such different answers. So in the last bit of the film, Almost Famous, the last scene, the question is asked from the reporter, what do you love about music? So John 5, what do you love about music?
Was that Ben Fong-Torres?
Yes. He's here in the Bay Area too.
Yeah, Ben Fong-Torres, he was working there, yes. He is still working here in the Bay Area.
You know, it's one of my favorite films of all time. You know, we always watch it on tour and stuff, just like every band probably does.
Yeah, we hear that often for sure.
My favorite thing about music, it's just life. It's love, and it's my world, and it's my air, it's my everything. So it's my life, and I'm so thankful to have this in my life. So you know, it's my whole world.
Nice. Dude, that's awesome.
I got goosebumps now.
Yeah.
I love these answers. I always say this, and I am going to make time to do it. I'm going to make a montage of all the answers that we get.
I know. We've had so many great ones.
Yeah,
so,
we really have.
John, listen, thank you so much. So for everyone listening right now, go see John at any of his 3 Northern California tour stops. Thursday, that's tonight, Harlow's Nightclub in Sacramento, or Friday, March 10th at the Ritz in San Jose, or Sunday, March 12th at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco. And of course, pick up your new record, Season of the Witch, which is out now. And for everything else, just go to john-5.com for tickets, links to the album, all that good stuff, social media. John, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I had a blast.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.